Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author L. Andrew Cooper, and he is the author of Crazy Time, A Bizarre Battle with Darkness and the Divine. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available on our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is simply The Author Show. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I've been writing pretty much my whole life. It is an obsession and a compulsion, and so I'm very glad to be able to be here to talk about that today. I've lived all over the U.S., and I am kind of a bookworm. I have a PhD in English literature, and I have taught, and I've spent the last 2 years of my life just churning out books and screenplays.
So tell us about your book.
Well, Crazy Time is focused on a bright, independent woman in her 30s who goes through so many traumatic experiences that she believes she's in a crossfire between God and Satan, reminiscent of the Book of Job. She learns to fight back, even against God himself. The book is really a strange feast of horrifying events and surreal imagery. One reader recently compared it to an acid trip. The story is important, but the images and events go beyond just mere plot, and what is real becomes more and more questionable as the story goes on, giving the reader a fun, mind-boggling experience.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, it's definitely a book for readers 18+. It's got mature material in it, and readers do need to have a taste for dark fiction that challenges standard plot lines and asks them to step out of their comfort zones. Crazy Time, frankly, is a very weird book. That's why I made the subtitle A Bizarre Battle with Darkness and the Divine. I wrote it for people who think weird is good, so it might be great for college students on urban campuses or more advanced readers who are sick of the same old stories. I wrote it for people who like a smart edge to their stories. Sure, the book is scary as you follow the plot, but it gets scarier when you think about it. So people who like their books to make them think are going to like this book.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
Well, the book is a thinker, not a preacher, so it's not particularly messagey. But if there is a central message, it's probably that there's always a way forward, no matter how bad things get. No matter how bad things get for my main character, Lily Henshaw, and things get freakishly bad for her, she keeps finding ways forward. I won't say she's ultimately victorious. You have to read the book to find out about that. But by finding ways forward, she becomes an incredible force for readers to encounter.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, Lily's traumatic experiences shape how she perceives the world. And the way she perceives the world shapes what she can do and how she can interact, both with people and her environment. She has post-traumatic stress disorder, but you don't need to have PTSD to relate to her because everybody has trauma. In Lily's experiences with trauma, readers are very likely to see something about themselves or at least something about people they know in their lives. I think that meditation on trauma is something that's really going to bring readers in and also allow them to take something out.
Now, if you compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
This is an especially difficult question for me because, as I mentioned before, I did spend a lot of time in school, and for my PhD, I focused on the history of horror. And so I can honestly say that I'm not aware of anything too similar. But that said, I can pick one book, and that's Ira Levin's Rosemary's Baby, because Rosemary's Baby is also a very dark voyage through urban paranoia, in which a female protagonist, who may or may not be imagining things, has her life turned upside down by occult forces. And though Lily's experience is different from Rosemary's, Lily has herself in a similar situation. I'd add that readers have also compared the reading experience of Crazy Time to works by Clive Barker, but I couldn't pick a particular work. I'm not sure which of Clive Barker's books is the best comparison, but I do see some similarities between my book and Barker's style and atmosphere.
Now, the back of your book asks, what if God is out to get you? Why did you make that question a starting point for your novel?
It was a starting point for the idea of the novel, and so it's kind of where I wanted to start readers off, too, because before I wrote it, I had been through a series of traumatic experiences myself, nothing as bad as what Lily goes through, but still kind of bad, and I kind of felt like the universe was out to get me, and I realized a lot of people feel this way sometimes, too, so I thought, what if someone felt this way, and there was a real chance that she was right? That sort of got me going. Another way of thinking about it is that one of the big formulas for dark fiction is supposed to be that the forces of good battle a monster. The question, what if God is out to get you, kind of puts God in the position of the monster, which throws the formula way out of whack and screws up a lot of people's assumptions about the way the universe is supposed to work. That kind of outrageous screwiness sets up the kind of thoughtful, bizarre reading experience I like to give to readers.
So, would you describe this book as religious?
No, not at all. The book deals with religious themes, but the book doesn't have a religious agenda. So it toys with the possibility that God is the bad guy. It does risk offending people who lack flexibility in their convictions. At the beginning, Lily is an agnostic, and her companion through much of the novel, Bert, is an atheist. They both evolve through the course of the novel, but neither converts to any standard form of belief. Lily is as comfortable taking advice from a Satanist as she is from a Christian preacher, and in the novel she does both.
Now, you've described the book as a blend of horror and dark fantasy. What kind of real-world issues does it tackle?
Well, it's really a big issues kind of book, raising questions about life, death, and, well, the meaning of it all. But more specifically, it deals with mental illness very extensively, not just Lily's PTSD, which I already mentioned, but also more severe problems related to psychosis. How much Lily hallucinates is difficult to tell as you're reading along, as well as anxiety and paranoia. Suicide is also a major concern throughout the book and shapes the story in several ways. And later in the book, corporate culture comes in for some examination, though it's a very, very strange examination. So the book really covers a lot of ground.
So what were some of your literary influences for this book?
Well, I tagged some of my favorites with quotes at the beginning of each of Crazy Time's two parts. There's the Bible, of course, but also the Marquis de Sade. Also Franz Kafka, and also a contemporary, an author named Nicole Cushing, whose book Mr. Suicide made a big impact on me. I have blogged about some of the other biggies on my website, landrewcooper.com. The first chapter is almost an homage to Flannery O'Connor's short story, A Good Man is Hard to Find, a story about roadside terror that has haunted me ever since I read it when I was in high school. The opening chapter is about a roadside crime that is really traumatic. I also owe a lot to Henry James, particularly A Turn of the Screw, which a lot of people are familiar with. The leading lady in that story might be imagining a lot of the apparently supernatural things that go on, just like Lily might be in my book. I refer to the practice of keeping the reader in doubt about the reality of events in the story as turning the screw, and Crazy Time turns the screw quite a lot.
So what makes your main character, Lily, what Kirkus Reviews calls a compelling hero?
Well, she's smart and independent, like I said, but she has doubts, lots of them. She's always questioning herself as she finds her ways forward. And so she's relatable because she has those doubts. She's human, even though she manages to be heroic. And so even though what she accomplishes is unearthly, by the time we get to the end of the novel, she's still pretty down to earth. Women readers have responded to her enthusiastically. She's kick-ass, according to one reviewer, and I'm very glad to think of her as a kick-ass woman, but she's also well-rounded.
So are you working on anything else at this point?
Well, I actually drafted Crazy Time about 6 years ago and have written several novels, which I have not tried to publish since then. But publishing Crazy Time put me in the mood to do something similar, so I recently finished a sort of companion piece for it. It has themes and even a character in common, but it's not horror. It's more of a mystery fantasy, but it's also crazy weird, so it might be next to see the light of day. I'm also working on screenplays, and my screenplays do well in competitions and festivals. I've got more than 30 award-winning screenplays that I've written, but I'm still waiting for the right producer to come along and make a movie out of one of them. I should probably do less waiting and more active networking, but networking is not my strong suit, I have to confess. So I'll be getting out there and hopefully getting a movie made and another book published in the near future.
So did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up in the American South in Georgia and had plenty of exposure to the dominant religious traditions there. So while Crazy Time isn't a religious book, it's not aligned with those traditions, I probably couldn't have written it without my background and knowledge I already had about the Book of Job and Revelations and other things that come into the book. Since I left home at age 18, I've lived mostly around urban areas in the Northeast U.S., and now I live in California, for example, which helped me to craft the nameless city that is the setting of Crazy Time. It's kind of a blend of many places, mostly Atlanta and Los Angeles, but there's also a pretty good hint of New York there as well. So yeah, the places I've lived have certainly helped me to craft my fiction, and it shows in Crazy Time.
So what can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
I love horror and contemporary or dark fantasy because I've always been drawn to the grimmer side of things. I could speculate why, you know, when I was 4 years old, I already wanted to be a vampire for Halloween, but I don't really know why I've always had that dark streak. But I can tell you I love it also because I get easily frustrated by the confines of so-called realism or reality. Writing in horror or fantasy, I'm not limited to what I see the world around me physically doing. I can express what I feel it doing by showing images and events that seem otherworldly, but somehow, fundamentally, they're not. I can tell different truths by using things that seem very weird, surreal, or unreal.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
There's a review that went in a different direction from other reviews. Most people comment on how overwhelmingly dark the book is, and it is a very, very dark book. But I had one review talk about how funny it is at times. And I've always thought that at least aspects of the book or certain scenes were kind of hilarious. So to have someone report on getting the humor made me really proud. It's like, okay, you know, I'm going for lots of different emotions here, and people are getting it. And that was a victory.
So how would you describe your writing style?
Well, I've already used this word a few times, and I think the word surreal is the overwhelming consensus, at least for Crazy Time. I try to be surreal in a lot of my other writing, too. I'd also say my writing is somewhat experimental and fairly intellectual at times, though not so brainy that I can't blast your nerves with suspense or freak you out with a scary surprise. I write for a broad range of effects, emotional and psychological, so my writing can be gripping, but also jarring. You know, it's not always a smooth ride, but it's going to be a fun ride.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
Well, people who want a dark journey that is also fun, challenging, thought-provoking experience. It's a novel built for multiple interpretations and lasting impressions, so readers who like a little more to go along with their chills and thrills should probably think about picking it up.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's my name, landrewcooper.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been L. Andrew Cooper, and he is the author of Crazy Time, A Bizarre Battle with Darkness and the Divine. Andrew, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.